This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Lots of oil executives hanging out in Houston this week for the World Petroleum Congress. The first time, by the way, in more than 30 years that that meeting's been held in the United States. There's a banner hanging in front of the convention center in Houston that says a whole lot about where this industry is right now. Welcome to Houston, it says, energy transition capital of the world. Marketplace's Andy Euler looked into how those conversations about transitioning away from fossil fuels are going. Exactly.
We're not going to stop using petroleum overnight, but there are definitely doubts about the long-term future of companies that focus most of their resources on extracting oil and natural gas. Greg Priddy is an independent energy market consultant in Washington.
The best description of what's going on with the largest oil and gas companies is caution.
He says oil companies are worried about two things: oil demand, for one, and also environmental, social, and governance issues that have become more important to investors.
And a lot of that tends to lead them in the direction of investing less and getting a bit smaller.
He says cutting costs allows big oil to focus on delivering returns to shareholders. Charles Driscoll, an environmental engineering professor at Syracuse, says oil companies are also studying what the pandemic has done to demand to try to get a better sense of what to expect during the transition from fossil fuels.
We're in a very abrupt transition now with energy systems coming out of COVID, and that's, you know, problems like this are likely to be, you know, more prominent, you know, going forward.
The chief executive of Saudi Aramco, the world's biggest oil producer, spoke at the conference yesterday and warned that rushing a transition to renewable energy would cause spiraling inflation and social unrest. Sarah Vakshery, president of the oil and gas consultancy SVB Energy, says she doesn't think the future will be that dark, but
the demand for energy is growing, so we're going to use more energy than we are using today. That means the demand destruction for oil is not going to be so great.
She says the transition away from fossil fuels is important, but policymakers calling for zero investment in oil is a risky approach. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.